He stares in the eyes of the man who despises him.
And you see, black is my real mother. Said when I came out the womb, my little black sis was raised in the air like this. And she was proud, because I was going to take after her and not give her to her.
Welcome to Flight 3D. This is your captain speaking. We ask that you please note the emergency exits and safety signs in the event our journey becomes just too deep.
All right, we're going to get into the language that I like. The Lord is powerful, right?
Super can't put a basketball down. He leave tall super niggas in a single bound. Super nigga ain't got no degrees, he ain't got no time for that. Street corner, crack houses, projects, his natural habitat. Super nigga got super strength, speed and agility. So it's understandable when the cops beat him down to the best of their ability. Super nigga has no supervision. Instead he has super issues. Between 17 and 25 super inches, used to satisfy them super sisters.
Will they clone little black girls who won't die but fight? Will they clone little black girls who supplement stamina for endless struggles to write? Will they clone little black girls like Asada, Sonia, Tubman, knowing what they know? Will they clone little black girls like Nikki, Zora, Mommy, Grandma? Who orchestrate training?
Ain't nobody got more than us. Aspiring artists spit saliva in their palms, producing hits, making noise with their fists. Lanky limbros with afros break beats and pop lock on dance flows. Made a combo.
Let me talk to you for a second.
My mother is an evangelist. And I'm convinced that she won't be content until my voice is in a pulpit. I said, my mother is an evangelist. And you'd be hard-pressed to find a more fervent servant. She is fire-baptized, and I've watched men find God through her eyes. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday, she leads souls to Christ. But I tell her, ma, I'm a poet. Every night I lead souls into the light. I go where your preacher would not dare. Y'all mistaking these words for poems. These ain't poems. These are prayers. This is how I talk to God. And y'all just happen to be here. These are all my fears and aspirations wrapped in the swatting clothes and packed in a tomb for 3 days. And the spirit moves the writer's block out of the way and resurrects the words I need to say. And they ascend off of the page while hundreds of people bear witness so that generations from now will still be able to appreciate it, and I can still hear my mother praying for my soul, hoping that one day I would hear clearly and find my way back to the ministry. And it's hard for her to understand because she's almost as stubborn as I am that I ain't out here chasing a dream. I didn't choose poetry. Poetry chose me. I liberate souls every time I write a poem, and I bring down the walls of Jericho every time I perform, and I don't wait for them to come to me. I go where they live at. I mean, even God is a poet. You need only read the 23rd Psalm to understand that. How ridiculous must a writer be to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff are my pen and my pad, they comfort me. That's why I get love no matter where I go in this country. I used to contemplate suicide at least 3 times a week before poetry, and I don't tell you that to get your sympathy. I tell you that because I know at least 3 people in the audience are going through it with me. But who would have known? Who would have known that my own words could deliver me? Who would have known that I can get closer to God with every metaphor and simile? Who would have known that something as beautiful as a poem could harness so much of God's pure energy? And I ain't nobody. I'm just a ghetto bastard from an unforgiving northeast city. But with this pen and with this pad and with this mic, I'm larger than life. I fight the good fight. So when I'm dead and gone, you can bury my ashes in the same tomb where they buried Lazarus. Because 100 years from now, some young poet is going to be thumbing through the CDs and his great-grandmother mother's addict, and he gonna raise me from the dead. I said, my mother is an evangelist. Every Sunday she leads souls to Christ, but I tell her slow and deliberate so that she will never forget that I am a poet and I'm following the will of God, and I'm far closer to him at this very moment than I could ever be in a pulpit.
Welcome. This is Industry Mondays, the business of spoken word. And we have a special show today. Today our show is totally dedicated to 100 Poets for Change. They're getting ready for their global event coming up at the end of the month. And we have co-founder Michael Rothenberg on the line, and he is going to lead us and guide us, and we have callers from all over. But we're going to start with Michael. Introduce yourself and tell us about 100,000 Poets for Change. Oh, I am so sorry. Hold on. Let me open up the line for Michael. Michael?
Yes.
Oh, I do apologize. I clicked onto the wrong line. The numbers, more people called in, and I thought I was opening up your line.
You're fine.
And calling from the 856, I just want to let you know we will pick you up in a moment. And as for everyone else, we're going to let Michael speak, and then we're going to bring everyone on. So how are you, good sir?
I'm okay. I'm working hard. Lots going on right now. We're getting ready for the September 29th, the big day worldwide. And,
right.
Of course, the people have already started doing events all around the world. So there's a lot to do. We work with them on the Internet, helping them set up their web pages and get their information coordinated and so forth. But
okay.
We're working hard.
All righty. So just introduce yourself, Michael, because we have a global audience, it's new people. So introduce yourself and just let everyone know what is 100,000 Poets for Change and, what compelled you to, help find the organization. But tell us, who is Michael?
Who am I?
Yes. First, the world wants to know, who's Michael Rothenberg?
Who is Michael Rothenberg? He's a guy who lives in California who's a poet and an editor and an activist and been living in California for the last 40 years. I'm originally from Florida. I'm living here with Terry Carrion, my partner, and co-founder of 100,000 Poets for Change. We live in the Redwoods, and we have two dogs. One is Iggy, and the other one is Puma.
All right.
And, that's who we are. And 100,000 Poets for Change is something that we began last March, not this past, the year before, 2011, March, out of just complete despair about the condition of the world and the inactivity, the failure of people to really mobilize for change. And I mean, there's a lot of people working. It's not like they weren't, but for me, it's not enough. Two things are too bad. A nuclear meltdown in Japan, and an oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, and poverty and unemployment and corporatism. And I mean, it just goes on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and everywhere else. We could start a war. Just too much for me, too much. And so I was talking to some friends and I always thought that poets were activists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I guess that I got that idea because of the generation that I came from, maybe out of the Beat Generation influence or the 60s. I kind of had this assumption that poets were activists. And things I'd learned about poets from previous centuries, I mean, that they were, they were out there talking about the situation, what was going on in the world. And so I expected it, and I was frustrated because I didn't see it happening. But I said to a friend, there ought to be 100,000 Poets for Change. And they said, that's a good idea. So I went onto Facebook and I created an event page and saying, hey, is anybody interested in organizing an event, poetry, demonstration, reading, parade about poetry-driven, arts-driven with a overview of peace and sustainability. Change, when people ask what kind of change, it's a peace. And sustainability would be big change. And maybe we would get to know each other, which is like primary change, which I felt we'd become really alienated from each other, caught up in our own communities. We weren't crossing into new communities and getting to know each other well enough. So I posted it, and I didn't expect anybody would reply. I thought it was more like a challenge, like, I'm going to do this, and I know you're not going to reply, and that'll just prove what I always thought, that we're all losers on this planet. And I was stunned at the support and at the desire. People, I mean, almost immediately I started hearing people, I'll do it. And so by September of last year, we had about 700 events in 95 countries, people organizing poetry readings, fundraisers for homeless, blood drives. And I mean, it was just, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. I could tell you whatever people were doing all over the world.
Okay. Well, we do have a few callers on the line. So since you introduced, we'll start opening up and we'll allow people to speak. And if you do want to talk, please press 1. The call-in number is 646-716-7994. Again, the call-in number is 646-716-7994. If you want to speak, please press the number 1, and that way we'll know you want to speak. And we're going to start with the caller from the 856. I think that's the Jersey area. Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. How are you, sir?
I'm blessed by the best.
All right.
Hi, my name is Niger Ali, Senior.
Okay.
I'm in Camden, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reached out to by Peace on the Streets, and Mr. Emery Moore, in reference to the 100,000 fourth change. I'm a spoken word artist. I have an 11-year-old son that performs with me and a 5-year-old daughter that performs with me. So we are a family of poets.
Okay.
So he reached out and we said, yeah, well, I do a lot of things in the city of Camden, especially dealing with poetry. I like to raise awareness about the anti-violence because Camden, New Jersey is top 5 in the country of the most dangerous cities. And just want to show a difference in what the media says and what actually is going on over here. There are people who are searching for change, nonviolent approaches. Me personally, I bring the message of the spiritual deficiencies that we have to address as far as not moving our purpose, our God-given purpose, so then, we get turned around from what we're supposed to do, distracted from what we're supposed to do, and then we get mad. And, when you get mad, then it becomes you want to be sedated. So now you're mad and sedated, so then you become violent. So we're trying to change that genre right there and just partner up and do some things as far as, a worldwide view to open up Camden to the world, because, since you hit Camden, New Jersey, you see worse in the whole United States, which is not, where the world I live in,
Okay.
Hi, Major Ali. I've never spoken with you, but it's great to hear your voice.
Hey, likewise.
Now, can you give me your name again real quick? I like to just record everything in the chat room. So you say you're Nasir?
Niger.
Spell that?
N-I-G-E-R.
Okay, and do you have any way we can connect with you after the show? Facebook,
sure,
a website?
Yeah, I have it on Facebook. It's under Ras Niger Hamal Ali. Or right there on the 100,000 Pause for Change, you can see I'm the Camden organizer.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go on the website, and each of the organizers has their own blog page at 100tpc.org. 100tpc.org. And
alrighty,
if you go to Camden, there he is.
Alrighty, great. So so we go to the to 100tpc.org to find your event. And your event is on the 29th?
Yeah, it's on the 29th as well. There is a I didn't get a chance to get the correction in there, but Nubian Prophet with an S, Prophet, Re-Empowered, and that's how you'll be able to reach me. Nubian Prophet, Re-Empowered. My wife and I, we have organization, Nubian Prophet, Re-Empowered, and Jaden's Place Incorporated, and that's what we do, you know.
Okay, so on the 29th, you will be holding an event on the 29th as well, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Downtown Camden, 4th Street.
Okay, damn. All righty. So we're going to get back to you, and I want to keep
moving. Do you know what you're going to do? But do you have any ideas?
Oh, yes. What we're going to do, I have some powerful poets from Camden, New Jersey, and we're going to I'd like to open up the forum with you know, this positive message. We're gonna especially address whatever issues that the poets bring. We're gonna stay, you know, as far as along the lines of what the whole theme is about. So we're gonna have poets. We're gonna have singers. We got this young boy, young Papa, the world, you know, coming from Camden, New Jersey. I'm gonna try to get him out there. Usually he comes out. We might have the mayor of Camden out there, some freeholders out there. Have a bunch, a lot of activists from Camden, because I know, you know, everybody needs a voice. Singers, dancers,
okay.
Yeah, everybody out there.
Okay. So it's like a rally, and people are speaking and performing.
Sure.
Great.
Yeah.
Sounds great. See, this just gets me so excited to hear this.
Yeah. Well,
this
just
motivates me, keeps me from getting down.
Well, I just want to keep this moving a little bit just because we have so many callers on, and I want to make sure we get everybody in, and I want to even see if we can get a little cipher moment. So next I'm going to the caller from the 215-765. Hello, how are you?
Hey, peace. How everybody doing tonight?
Hey, we're great.
Good. My name is Itchy Wright. Also working with 100,000 Poets of Change, and Emery Brown, a.k.a. my manager as an artist. I'm from North Philadelphia. I'm going to be hosting the event that we have on the 29th out South Philly.
Cool.
Okay. So you're hosting the Philadelphia event.
Correct. And the other guy I was just listening to, I didn't catch your name. I'm just tuning in. But the words that I caught, definitely inspirational. And we basically on the same page. We all trying to do the same thing. Peace to you too, Niger. I haven't talked to you in a while, but I heard you on the line. I had to give you a call. That's a good guy right there too. And basically what we're doing on the 29th is basically the same thing. You know, we're going to have a lot of poets, some dancers, musicians, hip-hop artists, rock artists, and a lot of positive speakers. And basically I'm just looking forward to making history. Like, you know, I'm active in my community. I'm originally from North Philadelphia, but I've been all over the city of Philadelphia and traveled to many different states, 17 to date. And I've been in pretty much in what they call the worst place of every state that I ever been at, and it reminds me of home. Like, and through so many years, like, I learned to see the best part in bad things, as they say. You know, active in my community, kind of like off the radar the way I like it. I'm also a vice president of Unimize Arts. And that's UNIMINDS, which basically means one mind or one mind or many men with one mind. We deal with all forms of art from, you know, body piercing, tattoos, piercings, graphic novels, comic books, cartoons, dance, sculptures, mural paintings, all of that. And we're very active in our community.
This is just the start, right?
What was that?
This is just the start. I mean...
For 100,000 points change, definitely just a start.
Yeah, we've got to keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so make sure if you get a chance.
The energy is so amazing.
Yes. Now, if you can get a chance, please, you know, if you get in a chat room, you can put in your full links, you know, your full information. I'm trying to keep up, but we have so many callers, I may not be able to input as much. But if you can be helpful, some of the people in the chat room, if you can input the info, that way we can, because the chat room is recorded, we take the chat room writings and we put them over in the Master Griot Radio group on Facebook so people can go back and look up the resources. Right. And just to introduce everyone, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am the creator of Master Griot Radio and the Master Griot Project. And we're formed for specifically to it's a creative marketing initiative to create a viable industry for spoken word. And we look at the modern-day spoken word artists as modern-day griots, and they have the power to help build optimal thinking frames, which gives our youth the gift and our generations the gift of the ability to think creatively and to put the right, you know, mindsets and thoughts into their heads so that they can make better decisions on their own. Like, we can tell them, but we need to teach our children how to think. And right. That's what art does. You know, art is a communication and all, so we can use it. And many of the poets I know are very historical-based activists, as Michael said. They're very aware of what goes on. You know, they know histories. They tell a culture. And we need those storytellers in our culture, and we need to bring them to the forefront. And so I'm a marketing strategist by trade, so it's my goal and purpose to bring such people to the forefront. And I have worked with, you know, from Just Greg to Vision, like, you know, in the Philadelphia poetry scene, I basically work with almost everyone. And even Asuni, she's a co-host here, and you know, the Philadelphia poetry scene is phenomenal. And, you know, especially everyone is so active in doing things and giving back. So I felt that they would really want to know about the 100,000 Poets for Change because they have so much to offer. So I'm going to keep it moving. And next we have the 407. And I'm getting ready to open it up. So just give me a second, 407. I am computer bound. Okay, caller from the 407.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? We're doing great.
My name's Russ Pallotta, and we're running a 3-day poetry festival in conjunction with the 100,000 Poets for Change. It's called Wordstock. It's in Delian Springs, Florida, which is kind of on the East Coast. And we're going to have an art show. We have two slams. Including cash prizes for the slams. We have Friday is just like an open mic. There's kayaking and yoga and organic farming and massage and really, and plus an art show, and there's musicians and we have music and a little bit of everything involved in it. I'm really excited about it, and I can't wait for it to happen. We had an open mic tonight that I host called First Mondays and at Natura. We had such a good time tonight because we're just starting, and you know it's only the beginning. And my hats off to Michael for all the hard work he's done and putting this thing together because it's blown up into something that is fantastic. You know,
you're making me look good.
My hat's off to you, sir. I salute you because you're really bringing it together. But I did post a thing about Wordstock on the blog entries or whatever we have going on in the bottom. So hopefully,
okay, great.
We're on Facebook. If you just put Wordstock in, I think it will come up in the search engine. And we're also. www.bambooartcenter.com is also our website, and we have there's a lot of people involved and a lot of volunteers, and it's really come together quite nicely, I can't wait. I'm like fired up.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds fun.
Yes.
Excellent.
No, it should be because it's a little bit of everything, and there's poets from all over Central Florida coming. You know, we actually sold out the motel rooms in the town of Delian Springs, which isn't the largest town in the world, but I'm pretty proud of that we don't have any space left. You know, that's pretty cool. You know, it's like I want to. Want to be like Wordstock and say, "Hey, we shut down I-95." You know, that'd be like. But that's just a dream. But
yeah, right.
It's great. It's great.
Okay, that sounds really great. So
yes, I'm psyched. And anybody who's in Florida or in the area, you're welcome to stop by, and you will get a big hug from me.
Okay. All righty. So we're going now to the 267-746. Out of the Philly area.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Hi, this is Leslie Harold. I'm from South Philadelphia. I'm with an organization, Residents Organized for Advocacy and Direction. I happen to be working with Mr. Ichi Wright of Unimind, whom you heard speak earlier. I, too, was contacted by Emery Moore Brown from Peace on Streets in regard to this event. And I'm really excited. We have actually had a Summer of Peace where there have been various events geared toward our youth in the South Philadelphia community. So for an event of this magnitude to, you know, finalize all the events in the summer, I'm really excited. It's an opportunity, you know, for our youth to get to showcase their talent. As Ichi said earlier, we have a host of positive speakers, artists, to include dancers, singers, poets. So I'm really excited. With the negative news coverage we're always receiving for the particular area I live in, which is the Grays Ferry area, you know, I'm excited that we'll be showing the youth that there is another way to channel your energy. You know, they get an opportunity to understand, you know, that their creativity is important to someone other than themselves. So I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this event to take place.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes. And I would like to share that.
It's so much work to put these things together. It's a lot of work.
It is.
And my hat's off to you, Michael, because we're just doing this in a community. So to have it be done globally, that's amazing.
No, the strength is definitely in the local event. I mean, I'm not just saying it to be polite or something. I really believe that. It's the strength. That's the whole basis of it. Is to focus on the local event and let that be the strength.
Right, you know? Right.
So
to piggyback off that, you know, I've had the opportunity to, you know, collaborate with some awesome people. You know, we have two other people on our team, and it's just been a phenomenal experience, you know, mixing minds and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to our event. With the work that we've put in, we're looking for, you know, a really great event to happen.
Cool. Great. Yeah, it's amazing. The collaborations that come out of this are already transformative, I think.
Exactly.
You know, that's a big part when people talk about change. They're thinking about that big one, you know, the big, you know, like world peace tomorrow.
Right.
And, which is great, and that's certainly a goal. But this big change that we're experiencing by rebuilding our communities and our networks is just, you know, it's fantastic.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. And I have to give my hats off to Emery because the first
great.
Conversation we had, you know, he's very adamant that we reach out. You know, you reach out to other organizations who are like-minded, you know, in their mission, you know, and then you form those relationships for future events. I can't wait, you know, for next year. You know, I keep saying I'm not going to do it. It's too big, you know, but, you know, after our meeting tonight, you know, it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Great. Yeah, Emery's a really super guy.
Can you also share, Leslie, I know you sent me an email, said that you're being live streamed already. So where will the Philly event be live streamed at so people can tune in?
If you're asking me exactly about a site, I don't know that off the top of my head. However,
okay.
I've been keeping up with the 1,000 Poets for Change Facebook page. I do know that the person who will be leading that effort, his name is Vincent Faust. And he is with the Philly Tribune. He's been with them for about 30 years and also has some radio affiliates.
Yeah, great. Well, what we're doing is we set up what we call the hub. Terry K. carrier and set up the hub at the main website, the 100TPC.org website, and then everybody who's going to live stream gives us their the address of their live stream broadcast. And then we put it on this one big page at 100TPC. So you should be able to go there and go down the list and see who's live streaming where, and hopefully we'll get all the times lined up so you could actually say, you know, it's the 29th and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon and say, I think I want to hear a little bit of what's going on in Philly and a little bit of what's going on in Florida. So we'll send, bring all that media to the center there for everybody to have access.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you for the information.
Great. Okay, so now we're going to move on to, we have someone else from the 305 from your hometown, Michael.
Who could it be?
Hey, everyone. It's a blessing to be here and to hear all the energy and just everything. It's truly upliftment, so I wanted to thank everyone just for being here. It's beautiful.
Great.
Cool.
And really, my name is Leah. I don't know if any of y'all know me, but I'm basically a pretty active artist and poet and musician, singer-songwriter here in the Miami circuit. And I don't have a lot planned other than like a small community event with a couple, you know, poets and musicians that I know. But, you know, I definitely support, and I'm going to try to definitely attend the event in Florida that you all were talking about, because I did not know about that, and I'm really excited about that.
So are you going to do an event? Are you doing an event? You're going to do a gathering?
We have a local gathering with a couple musicians and some poets. But it's something
Did I ever sign you up?
I don't know. I don't think you did, but I hope you do.
Well, I got to give you a blog page and so you can meet everybody, too. I mean, I can introduce you to everybody else around, you know, South Florida who's doing events and stuff.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Should I just add you on Facebook?
Yeah, you can, you know, Michael Rothenberg on Facebook. Just friend me there, and I'll help set you all up.
Beautiful. That would be excellent. That would be excellent.
Great.
I don't want to take a lot of everyone's time, but I just want to say that, I mean, as you all know, as very aware people, we're in a very strategic time in our history of the world, you know, and everything that we're doing right now is going to have a domino effect in a beautiful way. So you guys are on the cusp of this wonderful moment, and I appreciate you guys to the millionth degree. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Look forward to hearing from you.
Take care. Most definitely.
Okay. All righty, so we're going to move on, and our next caller is Damali is on the line, so I'm going to open up. Hi, Damali.
Blessing.
Damali!
You're going in and out, Damali. He dropped.
Oh, that's Damali from Jamaica.
Oh, okay. All righty.
Yeah.
I think he was calling
through
an email.
She's got an amazing, amazing program that she's doing there. We really got to hear about that.
They're the one that had that amazing flyer, the blue hand. If you see the blue hand, they have that amazing flyer.
Yes, and she's got, I think there's like a week of events. I don't know, they're doing events all the time. And they're just, it's amazing, inspiring workshops, poetry readings, music. I mean, it's beautiful what they're doing.
Yeah, let's try Damali again. Here he comes. Let me try him again. Oh, lost him again. Alrighty, Damali, keep trying. We're trying to catch you. As soon as you come on, we'll stop and catch up to you. Well, this has been like really, really, really so great. Now we need to make sure that everyone goes to www.100tpc.org. That's 100. T is for thousand, P for poet, C for change.org. If you go there, all the events that are happening, wherever they're happening, they're going to be there And then, as Michael stated, in all any live stream of any events will all be there. That's the one central place. So if you go to 100 TPC, if you go there, and then you if you go to the 100 TPC, and here's the Molly's back again. I'm going to try to get the Molly back on. The Molly?
Bless, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. That seems like a connection. This connection was, it is a blessing. I'm one organized working from Jamaica. We're here, a blessing to work with Michael. Working alongside many other countries in movement. When it started last year and we got on board, it was last minute. And Jamaica, we just said we want to be a part of something that is going to be making a difference. A lot of our communities right now do not know what to do about change or don't understand the necessity for change. And Michael's passion brought us even more towards getting closer to it for ourselves or in our different communities. In Jamaica here, we're working alongside the Poetry Society of Jamaica, Manifesto JA, Jamaica Radical Arts Collective, Sistering Collective. We're also going to be working with different community organizations like Hear the Children Cry, our focus is with the children. So that's what Jamaica has, that's our theme has become, and why we're working with those different organizations. Our theme is Tell the Children. And so we're having several events that will be raising funds and getting donations to give children in our community books. Because in our school right now, a lot of children do not have a book to go home and study with.
Sorry,
hello?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Can you hear us?
Yes, it's going in and out.
Yes, it's going in and out. But we did caught the gist of what you said. I know you guys have a phenomenal flyer. It looks like a phenomenal program. And how was all the planning? Is everything coming together pretty well?
Well, it's taking planning is rough. Planning is rough. You know, it takes time to be back from the availability in working with different groups. Going up, there's lots of strength in coming from the organization.
Okay. Well, Damali dropped again, everyone. but I think we did get the gist of everything that's going on.
Yeah, you should check out their program. They have a really great page on the blog with describing their event and the pictures, and they generate a lot of videos and posters and artwork. So it's an amazing creative event. I just have to say this, and I hope you can hear that this is the truth. When Terry and I were sitting here in the Redwoods last year, and we were just trying to get this thing going, and we found a video online of Damali speaking just personally from her, I guess it was her home, talking about the need for change and the need to join for poets to organize, that it was so passionate and so moving for both Terry and I that it became like a reference when we thought, why are we doing this? There was just so much intensity and commitment that we felt that was really empowering. So my best and love to everybody there.
Okay. Well, it is really, everyone seems to really be excited, aboard, and everyone, the biggest thing, everyone is committed to making a change. We all realize there are things going on in our communities, and we need to, you know, make a change, and you need to be the change that you want to see. So if we each get together, and that's why collaboration is so key, that just by coming together and someone's watching you, young people are watching your living examples, but we can, you know, show how we can make a difference by strategically working together, working to make a difference. Now, what we're just going to do, I'm going to just take a break real quick. I'm going to put on this piece someone has sent over to me, and I think I just got a chance to listen to it, but it's real, it's inspiring. So this is called Running. It's not quite poetry. This is more hip-hop, but it's something inspiring someone sent to me that I actually just listened to 2 days ago. We're going to play that, and then we're going to come back. Yeah, because we have some more callers just came in on the line. So we're going to play Running. We're going to call back, and we're going to open up the lines again. If any poets want to get together to do a momentary cipher, that would be really good. So we're going to play Running, and then I'm going to come back to 215-740 and 614. I'm going to open up the lines for you, too, right after Running. Running by Intelligence, ending with a Z, and it is it's a hip hop piece, but it's it goes on a little bit more. But I just wanted to share that for a moment. And now we're going to open up the caller from the 215-740. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
My name is Dana Gibson, and I'm part of the team from the 100,000 Poets for Change in Philadelphia. I represent St. Haven Lee. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm the unspoken team member, but I just wanted to call in and say, you know, I really thank Amory Moore from Peace on Streets and Mr. Rothenberg for, you know, especially Mr. Rothenberg for coming up with this concept of change in Emory as well for including me in the collaboration here in Philadelphia. Just the experience in putting this, organizing this whole event has been not overwhelming, but it's been exhilarating, you know, and I just wanted to say thank you and, you know, let it be known that I'm here and that's it.
Lady, I want to thank you. That's how
thank
I heard
you.
About it, Michael, was through her. She invited me.
Yes. Thank you. So I will talk to you guys later.
Take care. Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you. All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay. Now we had a caller from the 614-513-531.
Hey. Hey,
hello.
Peace, everybody. Peace. Can you hear me? Peace.
Peace,
Queens. How you doing?
We doing
hello?
Great.
Okay, I can hear you. It's like a delay, but that's all right. I'm C-Life Magnificent, Magnificent God Allah of Magnificent Management, LLC, and we have Peace in the Streets. That's Positive Education Always Corrects Errors here in Columbus, Ohio. And the Philadelphia Peace on the Streets invited us into the and to be able to grow with the 100,000 poets and musicians for change. And, you know, I want to thank you ladies for what y'all doing out here and working globally to bring exposure out to spoken word artists and hip-hop artists alike. You know, I'm out here in the venue that I'm working at right now in Columbus, you know, and in order to get things rolling for the 29th. And, you know, I just wanted to say, ladies, thank you. And is there anything or questions that y'all have for us here in Columbus? You know, I'm ready for anything.
Great.
Thanks
so
for calling in.
Yeah, right. Do you have your information on the site?
Yeah, and I want to, the information on the site. You can also go to magnificentmanagementllc.com, and you can see what we're doing here in the city of Columbus. You know, the poets, the spoken word artists, the hip-hop artists, the R&B artists, just the artists in general, you know, from the youth on up. You know, we're working at getting Columbus the global exposure that we know it deserves in order to keep young brothers and sisters in a positive mind frame. And we know that that right there will escalate and transfer into all type of positive endeavors that they can get into. And this is one of them. That's why I'm a part of it. And I want to say once again, thank you, ladies. I ain't going to hold y'all too much longer. We're here in Columbus, Ohio. I'm C-Life Magnificent, CEO of Magnificent Management, LLC, 100,000 poets and musicians for change. The 29th, you know, we'll be ready here in Columbus.
Great on. Thank you, C-Life.
All right. Hey, peace. And 614-521-8177, that's the executive line to my company, Magnificent Management, LLC. So y'all can get at us here in Columbus, and we'll be able to bring the world what we have out
right
here.
Right on.
You know,
we're
so
working on it, right?
That's right. That's right. It's growing. That's what I'm saying. It's growing. You know, we're reaching globally. And I want to thank you, ladies, for y'all station and what y'all do out here. And Emory and all the brothers and sisters with Peace on the Streets in Philly, thank y'all very much. And peace to the nation of gods and earth out there. You know, that's my culture. And I love them. And I love all the planet Earth. Let's get all the human families up.
Right. Okay. All right.
All right, peace, everybody.
All righty. Now, Michael, I'm going to just open up all the lines, and if anyone... Okay, I just heard a feedback. All right.
Yeah.
All righty. So, Damali, did you want to say anything else?
Oh, wow, I'm still on. My computer is about to die, but one last thing, I guess, is just that I definitely want us to really recognize the importance in looking at ourselves and the change that we want to see in this world if it's compatible with who we are. And the importance in, yes, us uniting and working together, because that's what's going to bring us the change, not the war amongst each other, but the working together, you know, the team. And love.
Right. That's true. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much. Do you know where that video is, Michael, that we can check out of the Mollies?
Well, on there, if you go on the 100 TPC mm-hmm. and go to the video gallery,
okay.
There's one. You can find several of the videos from there. There maybe just probably a dozen, and then there's if you go to their specific page for Jamaica, they're there, and I post them. In fact, I know that we've been posting them a lot around Facebook, so they're definitely available. Look, if anybody's looking for anything online and they can't find it, they just have to write me. They just have to write me, and I'll help them get there.
Okay. Well, it's great that you have this site where everything is central and coordinated. And got one more to open up. So from Camden, that was Nigeria, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Brady. So, and you say you're a poet yourself, correct?
Yeah, I'll give you a little bit of what I do right here live, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
God first. I am not just a poet. I am the spoken word manifest from the poetry called earth. My birth not only caused my mother's girth. Birth from the womb is the likeness and image of perfection, the reflection, refracting rejection, and sycophantic acceptance. I am known and called by my name, Niger Hamal Ali, meaning dark land, son of, by Jah. I am the voice of the silent cries I have heard and are hearing. I am the one who speaks the cure of the spiritual deficiency. I am love, hate you must find. I am we, us, them, I, me, you, he, him, son, dad, brother, beloved, trusted, untrusted, truth, lies, yes, no, right, wrong, big, medium, small, dark, light, an obstacle, a bridge, a road, an alley, a ladder, a house, a home, a body, a mind, a soul, a spirit, a receiver, a giver, a prayer, a teacher, a student, a letter, a number, a sentence, a word, a thought, a remedy, a silence, vocal, foreign, domestic, free, enslaved, brave, scarred, scared, healed, wounded, hidden, visible, stubborn, versatile, strong, weak, humble, meek, a writer, a singer, a visionary, a chess player, a basketball player, a football player, a soccer player, a guitar player, a player, an acapella artist, freestyle artist, sketch artist, a listener, a motivator, a liaison, happy, sad, angry, frustrated, neglected, respected, rejected, inspected, projected, an example, a warning, an achievement, active, procrastinator, a victim, a lesson, a warrior, a husband, a confidant, a lover, a thinker, a planner, a soulmate, and an ex-prisoner, ex-hustler, ex-husband, ex-boyfriend, ex-lover, ex-friend, extraordinary, extremely excited. I exited the negative mind frame that exiled me for my true purpose before I knew the foundations of the earth were made by God. I am not afraid to live, move, and have my being in Christ Jesus. I am more than me. I am you, and we are life, and we are time. Bless all. That's one of my pieces right there.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us with that. Thank you. I just want to give a shout-out to the chat room, which is very full. And we have Terry Carry on. And thank you, Terry, for being very helpful. Terry is like our recording artist for the chat room. I mean, recording secretary. He's writing everything down. Again, it's just a reminder of everyone that's on. If you're doing a live stream, you need to send your channel URL to Michael so it can be submitted and placed on a page so people can watch the stream from 100 TPC from that website. And Terry's sharing with us, there are events in Hollywood, Florida, Miami, and more. There are events all over. It's not just Jamaica. I'm going to open up. Michael can just share with us some other locations. Michael?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I missed the question. Sorry.
I'm sorry, just some other locations where there are some events.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you might have been asking me that. Well, how do you do that? I mean, there's 700.
Wow, 700. Well, just give us some other places that we may not be used to. Like, we know the United States. So, and what are some places outside of the United States?
We have a five-weekend event in Pune, India.
Hmm.
We have a five-day event in Volos, Greece.
Wow.
We have they expect 200 poets to show up in Bogra, Bangladesh. We have events in Sharjah, in the United Arab Emirates. We have amazing many events in Egypt. We have a group called 100,000 Mimes for Change, and they're doing five events. They've started already. Mime artists doing political and social based performing art, and then there's a big reading there so Egypt has it's very popular, and oh boy, I could just go on and on and on. My mind just wanders. It's so much grander than I could ever imagine. There's so many wonderful things going on. So many countries. I mean, really, 115 countries is a lot of countries. I mean, we have events in the Sudan. We have three events in Morocco. We have events in Tunisia. In Turkey, and we have several events. We'll be getting the schedule soon for Cuba. Mexico has 28 events. Mexico City is a force to be reckoned with. What they're doing in that country with 100,000 Poets for Change is phenomenal. They have hip-hop events. They have film screenings. They have workshops. They have live-in-the-street readings. They take it to a whole nother level. So,
mm-hmm.
Uruguay, Terry has just mentioned the Uruguay. There's a mime festival in Uruguay. So,
this is just, I want to give an idea of the vastness. And then what's so awesome about it, this is the second year?
Yes, this is the second year. And it's definitely bigger this year. There's more countries. There's more cities. The events are larger and more competent and developed. I think people are seeing that it has I was just gonna go on, and there's so many indicators about what's happening. Like, there's areas like in South America where we have many more events, that it's expanded a lot in South America. We have we have more slam groups than we had. We actually have more university academic groups. It's very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great sign.
Yes.
I got a contact from a woman in South Africa today of a group, and it's a very small village there that they're doing an event that they heard about it through the internet. So three events in Botswana. I spoke to a man in Nigeria today who called me to talk about plans for the future. We have something like six events in Mongolia. I mean,
the
real people, though, the real people, like the people on the show, that it just, when you hear what they're doing, you hear what their plans are, the whole concept explodes in your mind. You start to realize the sincerity of the people, the power of the people, the fact that they are committed to change and to a better world, that they're loving people, they're peaceful people, and they're passionate, and they know they're on the right track. We know we have to do this. So.
Yes. I wish Emery could have called through.
I know. Emery's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have we're down to a few callers on the line. Chat room is still pretty full. I guess we will go. I will do a close out. I'm going to do one more piece, and this is called Move the Crowd, and that's one of the things the poet is always trying to do, and this is one thing that we're attempting to do with all of these events where no one is hopefully is just doing it just because or just to entertain. They're really attempting to get a message out and show people another way. And so I think Move the Crowd just, you know, presents the sentiment that the person is feeling who's speaking, who's attempting to make a difference. This is by Mrs. Betty Sun, a.k.a. Scheiss. If you're ever in Philly, he does Just Words. And after Move the Crowd, we're going to come back to everyone, and I'm going to give you this. You had 30 seconds, and even the people listening, I like you to share. And if you want to share in the chat room, share in the chat room. But you have 30 seconds, and the whole world listening. What do you have to say?
Hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Before I bring out your feature, hold up. I need everybody's attention real quick. Up top, up top, up top, too. Look, I know y'all getting nice at the bar. Y'all bellies is full, and I appreciate that energy because we need that love in here. But real quick, my man got something to say. He want to take the stage, but I need y'all to, I need all eyes up here. I need focus, you know what I mean? Y'all could please, I mean, take the cafeteria, lunchroom, school shit, and break it down to a church sermon, like, just for 5 minutes. My man got something he want to say to y'all. Hey, Scheiss, come on, man. Hope you can calm him down.
How can I move the crowd? It's a question I ask myself every day. New week beginning, the world still spinning in a social decline. Got so many thoughts on my mind, can't wait to get to the venue and share some issues. And I arrive and realize nobody cares about the poet's tears, ideas, hope, aspirations, and fears. See, he came for the ladies and she came for the drinks. And my mind starts to sink into a situation of deep dread, thoughts pounding in my head. When I'm called to the stage and I breathe. Read excerpts from the book of my life. Stand on stage, I turn the page, and I realize I'm talking to a crowd of closed minds and dead eyes. Just wanted to share the art, but the words get sacrificed upon the cross. Cause my sisters are dealing with her own pain. Never broken relationship, thought that man would be the one. And street violence that took somebody else's son. And there's a daughter home pregnant at 14 in the hood, got a way of crushing all our dreams. Got a father upstate, a mother with a drug habit, you just can't shake it. I want to speak to the crowd about the African child soldier in the Congo with the AKs. But right here, we got juvenile gangsters stuck in their ways. You can give it to me, and I put it all in my book of poems and make a burnt offering to the mantle. Because if life is in shambles, trust me, ain't nothing you can't handle. But oh my God, it's hard. But tonight, we're going to turn this open mic into the afterlife. Here and now, it's heaven on earth. And it's going to get beautiful like a black baby's bird. Can't crip walk when I talk, get low when I spit fire. Spoken word, good deacon, need you to hum along with the choir. This is street life salvation, up ye mighty nation, off the plantation. I'm so real, I'm drinking 40 ounces of liquid freedom while weak minds work the field. And African blood still spills from the master's bullwhip. But he gonna have to slow down, I carry a full clip. How could I move the crowd? It's a sign on the door, no niggas allowed. I only came to build with the gods, head to the sky. Scheiss is your big brother, you can call on me. And Satan on your back, trust me, I'm knocking out all bullies. The devil ain't got nothing for me. I'm more powerful than the Negro spiritual. African legacy just rolls off my tongue like drums. Poetic rhythms of hip hop break beats when I speak to the gods. Peace.
All right, that was Move the Crowd by Mrs. Betty Sun, aka Scheiss, from his album Poems in the Key of Life. Now, we have a new caller on the line, so I'm going to let the new caller speak, and then everyone's going to roll out with their 30 seconds. Caller from the 267-581. Hello.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hi, we're doing wonderful.
All right, my name's Mika Outlaw, and I'm from South Philly, too, and I'm part of Residents Organized for Advocacy and Direction. And I just wanted to say that this event, Leslie and Emery and them, they've been doing such a great job, and it's wonderful because actually before Emery had came, and talk to us about it. I had never heard of it before, but now that I see it, I like the momentum of it, and I just think this is just going to be a wonderful thing for this area and actually globally, because we see a lot of violence every day. That's all you ever hear. You turn on the news, somebody's getting killed, somebody's dying, and I just think this is just wonderful, and especially being able to express it through art.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Thank you. Now, you want to join us in our 30 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to come to you last. But what we do, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you have to say? So I am going to open up all the lines, and then I am going to give an order. Well, last we're going to come to Michael. We're going to let Michael be last. But I'm first going to start with Nigeria 856, and then I think Leslie's at 267, and then we have someone
Nigeria 856, and then I think Leslie's at 267, and then we have someone
Okay, one of the lines I have to close back up. All right. Well, I'm going to open up the lines as we need, because one line gives a feedback. But we're going to start with Niger. Then we're going to go to 267-746. Then we're going to go to 768. Then we're coming back to 267-581. And we're going to close out with you, Michael. All right?
All right.
Yeah. Great. So, everyone, you have 30 seconds and the whole world listening. What do you have to say? Go ahead, Najee.
Yeah, I'm Najee Ali, and I'm in Camden, New Jersey. We're going to do our 100,000 Pulse of Change venue down here on 4th Street at this park. We just hope that we can show the world exactly what Camden, New Jersey is on the other side. We have so many talented brothers and sisters in this city get overshadowed by the violence. And I just want to say, you're going to see it, guys. It's going to be live streamed. And I just hope that everybody does what they say that they're going to do and, you know, show the support on my end on this, you know, within the city.
Great.
All right. Peace. Okay. Leslie?
I just want to thank Dana Gibson, Emery Moore, and Ichi Wright, who are my team members in this collaboration. We'd appreciate anyone joining us on Saturday, September 29th, on the 2700 block of Wharton Street in South Philadelphia. We're going to bring the event to you. We're going to celebrate peace and sustainability. Lastly, a piece by myself, one of my favorite poems. When the day is gone, the sun no longer seen, close your eyes, my dear. Be happy. Dream.
All right. Okay. All right, Leslie. If I heard you were a poet, you should have given us more.
You weren't supposed to hear that.
Okay. Caller from the 786, I know you've just been listening in, but would you like to give us 30 seconds?
Sure, certainly. Thank you for having me on the call. Greetings. This is Francesca reporting live from Hollywood, Florida.
Yay, how is it?
Yeah, what's up? What's up? Yeah, this call came in like a surprise, and I said, okay, I'm going to follow Terry's advice and join you. But just want to get the word out. We're doing our thing here. That means poets and musicians from very different genres coming together to unite, to bring change and make their voice heard. I specifically didn't ask for a topic per se, but because there are so many changes that need to be made from starting from ourselves to the outside world, that I figured that it would be great to see what are the other artists actually passionate about. Which of these passions are reflecting in their work, and then ask them to come out and see what contributions they're having. I just got off the phone. It's getting tight. to even give everybody the airtime. So we're excited. It's going to be really cool. Poets, drumming, electronic music, dubstep, hip-hop, reggae, jazz at the Kava Bar. Starts at 10:30 at the Kava Bar in Hollywood Boulevard. But we're kicking off the event with a celebration and an introduction hosted by a wonderful musician here by the name of Rick Zweig, who also happens to be a criminal circuit judge, believe it or not. He's hosting that portion, and that starts at 8 o'clock at the Megabyte Chill Out Lounge, also on Hollywood Boulevard.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for joining. She's been on the whole time, Michael. She's
been listening.
No problem. I enjoyed listening. I enjoyed listening, and I actually took some notes about all the countries that are now lined up. I love following that. I think that's the most exciting part, to be part of this global thing. And when you hear that, people in Botswana, in Bangladesh, and they're mobilizing, I see what Damali is doing in Jamaica. It's amazing. They're on fire. I mean, really, they're kind of shaming us, to be honest with you. And that should tell us all something, especially over this side on the planet, okay? That's the message in itself, that people who have far less resources than we do will stand on the street and preach and get involved and reach out. Whereas we are so oversaturated, we just can't even keep track of anything anymore.
True.
So that's something I would like to change. Okay? So thank you for letting me say some good words here. And, you know, good luck, everybody, on your events. I can't wait to see more news. And
it's
going to be great.
All right, we have one more, Michael, before we come back to you that came on. Okay, caller from the 562. Hi, I know you just were listening, but we wanted to know if you wanted to share 30 seconds before we close out. Okay, I guess they didn't. So we're going to go back to you, Michael.
Everybody said it. Everybody said it. It's like, all I can, again, thanks to Emery for getting the whole Philly together and Camden and Columbus and his hard work and the whole teamwork and everyone. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, what can I say that everyone hasn't already said? The story's clear. You know, we just keep going and we'll make this great, and it is great already. It's already proven itself. And so we'll just figure ways to continue and expand and grow and make the message louder and clearer. And thank you for having us on the show. And anybody wants to contact me, they know where to find me. I'm on Facebook or write to 100tpc.org.
Okay. Well, this is Jacqueline Tierra Adams. I'm your host for this moment in time, and I just would like to thank you, Michael, and 100 Poets for Change, everyone that's involved for helping us make this show. The one thing that inspired me for the fall and winter on this show, we focus on the business of spoken word about helping, you know, create a viable industry. Just one of our beliefs is that the artists are our storytellers and keepers of our culture. So as a community, it's very important that we keep our artists. And so, you know, we're looking at opportunities and ways to actually create an industry that our artists can actually live by their craft. And so we did have those type of discussions. But the one thing we wanted to look at was region. Each region has a different flavor, a different flair, a different way they go about their poetry, a different rhythm. And we were going to start looking at regions. And I knew the 100,000 Poets for Change was in all regions. But at first we just wanted to, this is so significant, I just decided just to take the time just to focus on the 100,000 Poets for Change. It is the 10th of September. The event, September 29th, and we're at the 10th now, but the main day is September the 29th, and events will be some starting a little before, a little after. So that gives you about 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks to tell people, to share, to get involved in your local community, see where you can help out, how you can help. Again, visit www.100t.org. PC.org. Go there. You can find out what's going on closest to you. Find out how you can help and support, and you know what difference in outcomes. And then, Michael, tell how this is all being documented.
After everybody, just everything that people have: photographs, post, poems, video, audio, recorded live streaming. Napkins, whatever you write on, whatever you've written, all of your thoughts, everything that went into developing your event and your reflections on the event. If you post that on your blog page, which I set up for you, or Terry set up for you at the website, then and we'll help you if you have trouble with uploading and things like that. And then afterwards, Stanford University is volunteered to archive all of it for posterity, and it will be saved there. And the Archive Foundation will also be doubling that up, preserving it, and hopefully next year we'll have a big exhibition of the posters from around the world. There's so much coming out of this.
Yeah, the artwork is phenomenal.
Isn't it amazing?
For images. Yeah, and that would be nice. That would be great just to have.
Thinking like having a tour, a traveling thing, like we'll set it up here and get it going and then send it around to different cities and let them exhibit it in the different cities would be cool.
Yeah. That would be really great. And then getting some organizations and schools and different things to order some posters so that, you know, the images, you know, are reflected throughout, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's about it. This was my contribution, you know, to 100,000 Poets for Change. And it's helping we get the word out. And, you know, this is how I live my life. So when I heard about it, this is how I live my life. So it's like whatever I can do. And, again, for anyone listening in, just spread the word. Share it with somebody. And when you go to an event, bring someone with you. And for now, we will say peace and love. And we're going to end with Lamar's Hills for all of those. These are just for all our poets out there. This is poetry for a living, just in case anyone ever questioned why you do this.
Thank you, Jerry.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you're here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy, cause they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk, jumping in with both feet, cause the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never gonna be perfect. But only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. 100%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is two doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is bond. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is one part heart, four parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let him enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.